is the story of a young woman who tries to escape the life she's about to get rid of when her mother comes into possession of her. No One Gets Out Alive, episode number 1. Today is the 24th of January 2023, and I'm your host, Lisa. Thanks for joining us. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. This article tells the story of a young woman who is trying to escape her life and the demon that has taken over her body. The woman's mother comes into possession of her and the family begins to deal with the demon. Eventually, the woman's mother is exorcised and she is able to escape.
Dash. The story of a young woman's quest to escape the life she's about to get rid of when her mother comes into possession of her as follows beautifully shot, documentary-style film. Following the story of a 13-year-old girl named Charlie and her 16-year-old son Annie Graham, we follow their gradual descent as demonic forces take hold. Through a series of exorcisms, Pazuzu takes hold over the woman and they are forced to murder three people in order to save their lives. The film follows Charlie's journey as she attempts to find freedom from her mother and the demons she is fighting against. She learns a morbid history of her family and the sinister presence that inhabits their new home. Charlie soon finds herself in the middle of a horrific adventure when it is revealed that the demonic presence takes hold of her mother, Annie Graham. As Charlie struggles to understand what is happening, she begins to document Reverend Sykes and his exorcisms. Through this process, she learns more about her family and their strange ways. The story of a young woman trying to escape the life she's about to get rid of when her mother comes into possession of her is an intriguing one. It has many elements, including compassion, malice, supernatural, despair, and murder. There are two very different perspectives in this movie. The young woman's and her mother's. The viewer is taken on a journey as the two plots connect and threads are examined. This rare movie rewards viewers with moments filled with mystery and suspense as they examine the idea of involving diabolism. The story of a young woman who tries to escape the life she's about to get rid of when her mother comes into possession of her, stands tall among the best demon movies, horror fans, and even best modern horror movies. The movie is an addictive read as it builds up tension from paranormal activity to a bloody finale. Checking other books by the same authors, we can rest assured that this movie is something else, something evil. For those who are aficionados of horror movies, this film serves as a reminder of the fact that Sarah is not alone in her battle against demons. The movie makes for an interesting watch as Sarah tries her best to keep her mother safe from any possession by these evil creatures. The protagonist, Lily, recounts her life as she moves from one community to another. She has been running away from her father, who is trying to find her for some unknown reason. As Lily recounts her story, she feels a sense of relief when meeting Zach and when Rosaline tells him about the Boatwright house. There, Lily sees August, who helps her feel safe and secure. This scene is reminiscent of Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, where the main house of the novel symbolizes safety and security. In this movie, August's house provides the same feeling for Lily, and thus she finds solace there before embarking on her journey further away from home. Lily assumes August knows what's going on, but she doesn't tell him the truth until the very end. As it turns out, August is a tall black man named Neil, and he owns a Boatwright house. Neil has been around for some time and he knows everything about Lily's true story. When Lily sees a black teenage boy, she comes to realize that her life is about to change. She has been living in a white-dominated world, and now all of a sudden, there are black men, such as Zachary Lincoln, making fun of her and other schoolmates. Lily is not prepared for this intrusion into her life, but learns to accept it with the help of the handsome man that turns out to be Zachary's brother Taylor. Lily soon develops a close relationship with both Lincoln brothers and finds solace in their family home, the Boatwright house. Lily, a white girl, and Mary, a black teenage boy, become close friends as they share secrets and talk about life. This friendship causes a sexual awakening in Lily, who was never exposed to such things while living with her mother. Meanwhile, James's nephew Sinclair comes to stay for 6 months' residency at the hospital and causes further complications for Lily. Isabella meets two priests, David Keane and Keane David, as they attempt to transfer the demons from her soul. Lily's mother Maria mentions transfers and mentions her daughter Isabella in passing. Ben Rawlings finds David Keane, who has tattooed his forearms with an asylum symbol and is trying to escape his life, Isabella, a young woman, is trying to avoid the abortion that her mother, Rosaline, has made her promise to get rid of. She tells two priests her story and they decide to film a documentary about it. Her brother Gerald arranges for the exorcisms and she begins walking long distances to visit schools. Filmmaker Michael Schaefer joins their group and they travel from Lille to Rome on a broiling day in search of a way out for Isabella. At one point on the journey, they find an old way sign pointing towards a school and decide to explore it. They find a large mansion with an open door, and inside, a group of people praying. Daughters of the cult are welcoming Lily, a poor motherless young girl, with her unique skin color. Jane Eyre watches in the background feeling out of place. The girls invite Lily to join them in their prayer sessions and celebrations in the month of June.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Lisa and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of No One Gets Out Alive and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.